Rangers and Padres on a three-city road trip. And joining us live right now from Cincinnati, Nick Ahmed has just grabbed the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line, shortstop for your Arizona Diamondbacks. Nick, good morning. How's Cincinnati?
Good morning, guys. It's good. A little cloudy here this morning. I thought it was going to rain, but it's looking like it's going to clear up.
Good.
Nick,
good.
Did you get some skyline chili last night? I mean, that's what we want to know right now, the burning question.
No.
Last night.
Man.
Nick, let me ask you this. You're such a good athlete. Just watching you compete, of course, watching you move at shortstop, you're just such a great athlete. Did you play? How many sports did you play in high school?
I kind of played a little bit of everything growing up. In high school, it was mainly basketball and baseball. I played football for a couple of years and played soccer, you know, growing up a bunch. But I think basketball is a lot of where I got my athleticism from, you know, just being out on the court and, you know, trying to keep up with the quickness and the speed of basketball and the jumping and cutting and running and changing direction and all that. Definitely helped me out, translating that athleticism to baseball now.
Mm-hmm. Nick, there's 900 other places I thought I was going to go with you, but as soon as you said that, I am a soccer coach myself. 50 pounds ago, I wasn't I was pretty decent at the game. And I got to tell you, can you please give the PSA to all coaches that are listening, all parents that are listening, the importance of playing multiple sports as a kid so we can stop this 8-year-old being defined by one sport?
Yeah, I could talk to you guys about this for an hour now, but I'm with you. I hate, you know, my best friend back home, Pete Fatsy, off-season kind of hitting coach, in-season guy I talk to a lot, but he owns a facility and coaches a bunch of youth baseball players, and, you know, he sees how the whole industry is turning and, you know, the select leagues and the travel ball and all this kind of stuff, and you know, he'll get kids in all the time from ages 10 all the way through college. And most of the young kids, he'll kind of ask them about, you know, their routine and the things that they do and how they train and what are the things they do. And they're like, you know, I just play baseball. Like, all right, well, when do you practice? When do you train? What else do you do? It's like, oh, well, I came here this week. And, you know, next week I think I might go to the gym and do some weight training. And that's kind of about it. Just kills him. You know, he was a hockey player growing up, and you know, it's just kind of changed, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I could go on and on about this, but I definitely think specialization from a young age, it'll cause burnout. You know, kids will, you know, start to resent the sport, and it'll be too much of a chore for them to have to do the same thing. Amen. At a young age for, you know, 10 or 12 months out of the year. I just think playing multiple sports, you're playing, you know, learning different movements, getting different strength and athleticism. Yes. You know, meeting new kids and new coaches, I think it's extremely important.
Nick Ahmed of the Arizona Diamondbacks joining us here on the Doug and Wolf Show. Talk a little bit about your season right now. Has your season gone as you expected it would go, Nick Ahmed?
For me personally, the team?
Yeah, you personally.
You know, you always have expectations, you know, coming into a new season. I think the main thing I really wanted to do this year was to stay healthy. God's blessed me with some really good health this year, and I feel better than I ever have. So I'm thankful for that. But from a performance standpoint as well, you know, I've done some things, especially offensively, that, you know, most people would say that they could be surprised at or haven't done in the past. But I've always expected myself to perform offensively, and, you know, I'm just trying to get a little bit better every day. You know, I don't set any type of, you know, statistical or numbers type goals for myself. I just want to improve each day. And I feel like, you know, over the course of the year, I'm doing that and continuing to get better and help our team every day.
Diamondback shortstop Nick Ahmed joining Doug and Wolf. You know, it's interesting you say that. I don't know how many fans know it, but right now the numbers are 7-23, okay? 7 more homers than at any point in your career this year, and 23 more RBIs than any point in your career, and you're still playing fantastic defense. I don't have a lot to break down your swing. It just looks like, to me, watching on TV and coming to games, you're swinging more angry.
Are you tunneling, Nick?
And I like this. You just seem like you still have a plan, but you're just angry, and it's good. You're swinging like I could care less what you think of me. I think as everybody else is worried about tunneling, and there's so much in your head, it seems like you've cleared things out a little bit. Am I onto something, or am I crazy?
Yeah, man, that's cool. That's funny you guys say that. Our hitting coach Dave Magadan sometimes will drop the line. That was a swing with bad intentions.
Yeah.
So you know, I'm definitely doing more of that. I'm, you know, going up to the plate with the intention of driving the baseball. You know, not just swinging to put it in play or going up there and being defensive. But I'm going up there, you know, with a really offensive mindset. Really hunting a specific pitch in the middle of the plate. You know, and I'm trying to do damage every time I go up there. You know, I'm not trying to buy into this really launch angle, high fly ball, you know, home run or nothing approach. But I'm definitely trying to drive the baseball and do some damage. And especially when guys are on base, I'm trying to knock them in.
So Nick, would you say?
Yeah.
Would you say that is what is different from every other season that you played? That's what's changed, is the fact that you're going up there just being more aggressive, trying to drive the ball.
That's definitely a big part of it. I think the reason I'm able to do that and execute that a lot better is because I've, you know, simplified things. I'm going up to the plate with a better plan, a better idea of what I'm trying to do and how to attack the pitcher. You know, especially right-handed pitching. I've never really hit right-handed pitching well in my career, but I've kind of retooled and developed some things over the last couple months that have really helped me do that and get to a spot where I can see the ball really well consistently. Mm-hmm. And just take that aggressive swing.
Keep in mind, if you just tuned in and you're hearing Nick Ahmed as we talk about his aggression at the plate, if he gets a walk today, he sets a new career high in walks, too, for a season. So he's doing a lot better at the plate. You can hear the game tonight on ESPN 620 AM as they take on the Reds to begin a three-city road trip. Nick, we also wanted to have you on for a different reason. Every Tuesday on the show, we do a thing called Character Counts, and we just find good charitable stories that are going on in the area, and we heard about your fantasy football team, and we thought, or this fantasy football league you're putting together, and we thought that sounded fantastic. Give us a little bit of insight into this on what fans can do to be a part of it and how they can get close to it.
Yeah, so we have a live event, you know, a live fantasy football draft we're doing over at Chase Field Saturday, August 25th. It's going to be the morning before a game. We're inviting, you know, fans, sponsors, whoever wants to join. To come out and sign up online, bigleagueimpact.org. You can find our league, Arizona, on there. We're going to do a great event. It's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime type event for fans. We're going to do clubhouse tours. We're going to take them, you know, through our clubhouse, the batting cage, you know, video room, weight room, all the cool things, and show them where we get ready for every game. They're going to get to go down on the field and play catch on the field, have photo opportunities, and then we're going to take them up to a suite, big suite down the right field line, and we're going to have a live draft.
That's awesome.
We're going to have prizes. It's going to be catered with food. You guys, fans are going to get to stay and watch batting practice on the field and the game afterwards as well. So it's going to be an incredible event. And then all throughout, you know, the fall, we're going to have, obviously, that fantasy football league playing out. Fans are going to be involved. I'm going to be in the league specifically with fans, as well as Steven Souza Jr., A.J. Pollock, and Archie Bradley. So it's going to be interactive for the fans. It's going to be an amazing event.
So, Nick, give us that day again. Give us that date.
Yep, Saturday, August 25th. It'll be in the morning. I believe our game that day is at 5:10. But the event and everything will start early, I think around 8:30 in the morning that day.
And that web address again is?
BigLeagueImpact.org. I'm not exactly sure if it's like /Arizona, but you'll be able to easily find our league, Arizona, on there. There's other guys throughout the MLB doing it with their, you know, their respective cities. So just make sure you obviously choose the Arizona league.
You nailed it. BigLeagueImpact.org/Arizona. If you want to make it easier, just follow Nick at NickAhmed13 and scroll down his Twitter handle. And he tweeted out about it a little while ago. And then, Nick, let us throw the weight of the Doug and Wolf show behind it. Not that we're that important, but we'll tweet it out too. And then if you want, give the station a call or set it up with Casey, and we'll try to come out to the event and help you out if you want us to MC something, or if somebody's dumb enough to draft a fullback, we'll put Wolf in the draft for you or something like that.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome.
Okay,
awesome.
Good.
Thanks, guys.
All right, no
Nick,
problem. Glad to help. Good to talk to you. Good luck tonight. You're welcome.
Can I plug in real quick just to give a little more info about the reason why and behind we're doing it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Go for it.
So it's going to be a charitable thing. We're going to be raising money for different causes. Big League Impact is a charity started by Adam Wainwright out in St. Louis with the Cardinals. And, you know, he had this idea a bunch of years back to engage fans in fun charitable events. So part of the money is going to go to his foundation. You know, he reaches people in the St. Louis area and all around the world. And the big portion of the money that we raise for myself is going to go to a campaign in the Dominican Republic called Striking Out Poverty, where we're funding clean water projects, bringing in, you know, water infrastructure to bring running water, and then a filtration system to bring clean drinking water to communities of people who don't have access to that. So it's going to stop the spread of disease and bring a better quality of life to those people there.
That's fantastic.
It's a class act, Nick.
And if you go there, bigleagueimpact.org/Arizona, it gives you the information on what Nick's involved with. At D-backs Foundation, Consider the Lily, and then, like he just said, Striking Out Poverty. So you guys are heavily involved in a lot of different things. Cool of you to reach out. You know, people around here, in order for them to buy in, they want to know that you're doing stuff like that, and I know that this has been important to you for a while. Good to talk to you, Nick. We got to have you more on more often.
All right, yeah, thanks, guys. Nick. Anytime.
No problem.
Okay, buddy.
There's Nick Ahmed on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. You can go to CoulterNissan.com, CoulterOnCamelback.com, or CoulterTempe.com for your next new or pre-owned car. Coming up next, the new era of Cardinals football gets underway. What is the biggest question surrounding the team? That's coming up next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Time to take a look at the Arizona Sports Poll Question. Brought to you by Sanderson Ford. The best play is at Sanderson Ford.
What? Bear's just looking at me.
Oh, okay. Not going to throw to me?
All right. I'm used to you talking. Go.
Oh, well, if you want me to talk, then we are T-minus 2 hours and 20 minutes away from Tiger.
Oh, my gosh, Maloney.
Sorry.
I should have
anyway,
known. Anyway. In the Tiger Woods hat today, by the way. You should take a selfie.
You thought it was a Yankees hat.
Okay. When I would... No, no, no.
No, you walked in and you were like, oh, I was just about to rip you. I thought that was a Yankees hat.
When I walked in the door and you're 500 feet from me and I don't have glasses on, I looked at it and it looked like a Yankees hat from far away. And as soon as I got near you, I thought, oh, I didn't realize you had a Tiger Woods hat. I thought you had a Yankees hat on.
I didn't notice, Maloney.
Not shocking. That's Wolf okay. notices nothing.
Just interesting.
Maybe it's a good way to live.
It is a beautiful way to do it. Just walk around in this constant sunshine, ladies and gentlemen.
Beautiful people don't wear Yankee hats.
Sunshine only in your own bubble, is it not?
Yeah. Jessica Alba? Didn't she used to date Derek Jeter? Okay, sorry. Anyway.
It's a long list of people that dated Derek Jeter.
I know. I couldn't keep up. Most of them are reasonably attractive. What is it, Maloney?
Which young Arizona Cardinals player are you most looking forward to watching on Saturday? Who do you think's in the lead, guys?
Okay. I know. And listen, and I'm excited to see him too, but do you care about actual results on the field during the regular season? If you care about results on the field in the regular season, it is Mason Cole. That is the correct answer.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the correct answer.
Well, you know what?
But yes,
if you want to go young guy, I'll go Robert Gimdicci.
Okay. Well,
he's still young. Third year in the league coming up. Robert Gimdicci, right
there. What are the
results?
46% say Josh Rosen. 29% Robert Gimdicci.
Ah, wow. The D.
15% Christian Kirk. 9% Mason Cole. A whopping 1% say other.
Who's the other? Chase Edmonds? Who's the other?
Damn.
Bear, you're the other, so who would you pick?
I'm the other. What does that mean? Am I the other on this show? Is that what it is?
No, just in life in general. You're the other.
Oh, great. Oh, man.
Yeah, you know what, Bear?
Hassan Reddick.
Strike three on the outside corner.
Hassan Reddick is younger than Robert Gimdicci.
Yeah.
Just strike three on the outside corner. Turn your microphone off, please.
Yeah. It was funny. Which young player are you looking to see? And Bear says, Sam Bradford.
I wasn't listening.
It's Hassan Reddick one.
He was not listening. Did you see that? It's contagious.
Yeah, no, you are contagious.
That's what
it is. I
have
a board
right
to run.
But to that's funny.
All right, listen.
But to Maloney's point, why does this city, and I'm not attacking anybody, does anybody care about Hassan Reddick?
What do you mean? Yeah, well, of course we care. Wait, I don't get that.
I mean, did he do anything special last year?
No.
No.
But did Robert Gimdicci?
No.
Okay.
But that's the question. And I'm not doubting anybody because Hassan Reddick was not the first name that came to my head either. And I don't fault anybody for that. I bring it up because it's interesting that we're talking about the number one pick the Cardinals made in the 2017 draft.
Yeah.
And it was just nobody's throwing – you know how fans get when you get angry. Nobody's called him a bust or blasted him. But nobody has ever said anything really positive, and yet there's never this, boy, I hope Hassan Reddick does this. Or, you know, when you talk about the young players for the Cardinals, it's Rosen, it's Kimdichie, it's a little bit of Christian Kirk. For me, in this specific, because of A.Q. Shipley, I'm staring down Mason Cole, and I am, on a grand scheme, fascinated by the David Johnson combination with Chase Edmonds. Nowhere for me that I even think about paying attention to Hassan Reddick. I admit it.
I think there's a lot of fans out there that are smart enough to know that, you know what, a rookie sometimes, you really can't count on a rookie. But maybe when you're year three of that rookie contract, that's when you really expect a guy to start flexing his muscle, right? And that's the reason why all eyes are going to be on Robert Kimdichie. All eyes are going to be on Robert Kimdichie in this preseason, whether you want to admit it or not, Deech. All eyes are going to be on you, big guy. Right? I mean, this is a pivotal, critical year. And so far, Robert Kimdichie is at a great training camp. We're actually going to put an ISO camera on him tomorrow night. We're going to ISO Robert Kimdichie, the Deech, all preseason. We're going to put him one camera assigned to Robert Kimdichie when he's out there out of the field. Just to see what, in fact, he does, right, to track his development. He's having a great training camp. I expect great things from this guy. You know that. I expect this guy to have a breakout season. And if, in fact, the Arizona Cardinals can get Robert Kimdichie to be a three technique, a savage three technique that has a breakout season, this defense is going to be so much better exponentially, you can't even measure it with human hands. You won't be able to. That's how big of a difference it will be to have a dominant three, a savage three technique that can actually impact blocking assignments in the running game and also get pressure and break down protections. It is, man, it is just a huge, it is the biggest force of nature the football universe knows.
So this is a football question, not a life question. When we say young guy, how old is young? Is it based on experience or age?
No, yeah, it's experience to me. It's always experience to me. It really is. And going into your third year, we've talked about it over and over and over again. For a rookie, a guy on a rookie contract, this is it. Year four, Douglas, I'm not willing to call you young anymore.
I bring this up for this reason. Only 24 years old, turns 25 after Christmas. So during the season, only 24. Didn't play a snap in 2015. Turned some heads, 2016, did very little because of injury in 2017. DJ Humphreys is only 24 years old.
Yes, DJ Humphreys, but DJ Humphreys flashed in that second
and
year.
And now it's left tackle, DJ. And there's no real Jared Valdir security blanket type thing. It's you are the starting left tackle of the Arizona Cardinals, and if you don't continue, now it's more than flash. If you don't continue to show what we think we have in you, I'm not going to say the whole season goes down, but I don't think the Cardinals are recovering from that again.
You know what's amazing about it? DJ is so good right now, I'm not even concerned.
I understand
about
that.
I'm not even thinking of DJ Humphreys. That's how good he is. Now, can he stay healthy? To your point, once again, boy, how many guys could you say that about?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Welcome to the NFL on EA Sports.
Started right now for Kent Christian, you're on the clock. Your 9 minutes has begun. If you call 602-260-9870,
602-260-9870,
then Kent, nice job, you will claim your copy of Madden 19 and you'll be registered for the grand prize console of your choice. If Kent does not call within 9 minutes, we'll open up the phone lines in the next beautiful part of the program for you to just rip Madden 19 right out of Kent's hands.
Man, the land of two names once again. How odd is that? Adam Norman, you got hosed, Adam.
He hosed himself.
Yeah, right. And then who is this? Kent Christian.
Kent Christian.
Look, it's Kent.
We also had Chance Thomas.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, you had to one-up me. Is that it?
That's exactly
you had to do that on the air. Okay, next time, too, bring the bear growl,
where's
please.
The bear growl?
What are you
Come
doing?
Come on, bear.
I didn't tell you to crack your mic.
Coming up next. He does it in retro. Coming up next, there's one other young guy that we know everybody's looking at. Josh Rosen, coming up on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Flash the four right now. Hour number four of the Doug and Wolf Show. Savages in the Morning, broadcasting high atop the bell tower. That is the Auction Community Studios. Flash the four, captain of the quad squad. Where are you, Jonathan?
He already tweeted.
Did he really?
33 minutes ago.
Of course.
So I guess Bear was too embarrassed to play Loverboy to Nick Ahmed. It's like, we'll be fine playing Loverboy. I think I just got silenced by Bear then.
Hey, Nick knows what skinny jeans are.
We'll play it right in the face of John Clayton, but we won't play it in Nick Ahmed's face.
Formerly known as Jordache jeans.
Skinny jeans?
Jordache jeans were skinny jeans before skinny jeans were skinny jeans. Budget. You want a piece
of my heart. I want to get to Josh Rosen here, and we will in just a second. But as they say, curiosity completely has me. Why? What were you doing in the not so beautiful part of the program? A, on the phone,
yeah.
And why were Bear and Maloney laughing at
you? Well, it was interesting because there are people that call Douglas. You know this all the time, right? There was a guy. What is his name? Kent Christian.
We're waiting for Kent Christian. He's got seriously like 90 seconds or 60 seconds left. 30 seconds. Bear says he's got 30 seconds. I just started the clock.
Yes, Kent. Okay. Yeah. Kent Christian.
He's got 30 seconds.
You got 30 seconds right there. And, of course, everyone's calling saying, did he call? Did he call? Did he call? And I'm listening to Bear answer the phone. I'm listening, of course, to Maloney answering the phone. And, you know, what are you calling for? What are you doing?
We tell you whether Kent calls or not. And so, then if he doesn't, we announce it to you to call
right.
now. And if you try to jump the gun, we hang up on you anyway.
Right. So it was interesting right there. So I said, you know, the next person, just let me pick up the phone because I'd love to know. So I picked up the phone, the next call, and I said, yeah, what's your name?
You didn't even say Doug and Wolf.
No, but that's what these guys were doing.
We have someone on the line right now.
That's what these guys were doing. Okay, but just let me finish the story. I said, yeah, what's your name? The guy goes, did he call? Totally saying, Kent Christian, did he call? And I said, what's your name? And he hung up. The guy, he hung up.
So two things. One, his time's up. Kent Christian's time's
okay,
up.
Okay, okay.
Oh, oh.
And another thing, Wolf didn't go, hello, what's your name? He goes, what's your name? So I would have been scared, first of all. And he goes, did the guy call in? No, what's your name? That's what it sounded like.
All right,
like. Listen,
Bear, sorry.
That's fantastic.
I just wanted to know, what are you doing? Why are you calling if we didn't say your name? I don't understand that. So, anyways, it was a little odd, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, then
we should do more of that, though.
Of
you, we should go
surprising.
In there and record some of these phone calls. What are you doing?
That's not a bad idea.
Who are you?
Now, right now, I can tell you.
Do you live in Beijing?
If anybody's wondered, we have four phone lines, and they're all ringing right now, and we have not declared that we're opening up the phone lines yet.
Commie Red Joe.
So we hang up on everybody that's calling because it's just wrong. What number? But we'll stick it to you since you're driving. What number do you want?
What do you mean?
I mean, there was a great story.
So
what number caller do you want? Because now we're going to give away a copy of that.
Oh, okay.
But don't choose something obnoxious because then they have to sit there.
Okay,
and
how about this right here? Four, the number of the world.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hang up on everybody, Maloney.
602-260-9870.
If you are caller number four, start laughing right in his face. Because you just hit Ken Christian over the head and took his copy of Madden 19. If you are caller number four, you are a winner of Madden 19, and you'll be registered to actually get the console of your choice. Now, if you are not caller number four, keep listening throughout the day. Bickley and Murata are up next at 10, and then you've got Burns and Gambo. Every hour, we're giving away a copy of Madden 19. You got to be listening for your name, and the only chance you have of hearing your name is if you text the word Madden to 620. We told you we wanted to talk about Josh Rosen, and there were a lot of amazing things that Josh Rosen said to us yesterday in our conversation, and one of them that really got a lot of play at ArizonaSports.com yesterday was you asked him questions about, you know, the offense and knowing things and things like that, and then he started to mention why and answering the why question, and then he just started laughing at himself. And that's when you jumped in and said, is the why thing completely blown out of proportion? And this is what he had to say, which was just outstanding.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I mean, if I was a teacher or I was a coach, like, I would be concerned if my, like, or I would either, one, think he knew absolutely everything down cold, or two, be very concerned that he's, like, disinterested. I would want, like, my student or my player, if I was a coach or teacher, to, like, ask questions and try to figure out, like, what we're doing. Otherwise, I'd be like, is something wrong? Or, like, this kid must know absolutely everything. And I absolutely don't, and I'm very interested. So I want to find out the details of everything because I want to be one of the best in the game.
That made so much sense.
It did.
Did it not? I mean, when he said that, it made so much sense. Trent Dilfer, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot stop talking about Trent Dilfer. He put my angst to rest when he talked to us after the draft. Remember?
Well, I've known him since 17. We hated each other for about 3 years. he was a total pain in my ass at Elite 11. He was a know-it-all, entitled kid that I handled improperly, coached him too hard, was too hard on him, was too critical of him, because I didn't understand him.
I love that, because
listen,
I didn't understand
him. He's grown, and I've grown. And as we've reconnected last summer, and I began to open my mind to the kind of mentality that he has and the type of intellect that he is and the type of competitor he is, I realized that he's an outlier. He's a kid that expects nothing but greatness from himself and everybody else around him.
Now, Doug Lease, stop and listen to what Trent Dilfer really just said right there, and then juxtapose that with some of the comments we heard from Josh Rosen when we talked to him Thursday.
If you aren't I'm not trying to attack Trent because I understood it took a while, and you don't realize this, but if you're not comfortable with yourself, I think you hate Josh Rosen. And it takes a while to kind of listen to him, especially when you're watching him talk. More than just hearing it or reading words, when you're watching him talk, he is not attacking you necessarily with his opinions, but he's questioning everything about you as if to say, why should I be listening? I want you to explain to me why this is important to you. But he's that good of a listener that he's waiting to hear. He's interested in what you have to say, and he lets you prove whether or not you're interesting or not.
Yes.
And then when he's asking the why question, it really is, I got to understand this whole concept. So instead of just, if the linebackers here do this, I need to know why.
Yes.
And that makes him better.
I just want to say what I'm hearing from Josh Rosen, it makes me think that Trent Dilfer was right.
Absolutely. Join Kevin McCabe and AZ Preps Live tomorrow morning from 9 to 11 at the Chick-fil-A just east of the 101 on Chandler Boulevard. You'll have the chance to win a free Chick-fil-A for a year, Cardinals preseason tickets, and more. The Chick-fil-A High School Football Roadshow Series is going on all season. Visit the events page at Arizona.
Hey, it's your call, man.
No.
It's your call.
No, it's your call.
No, it's your call.
Hey, nitwits. It's Paul's call.
All right, because it can always get worse around here.
This is gruesome right now.
I mean, leave it to Doug and Wolf, Tim. That was bad. No.
Oh.
Here's how it gets worse. In fact, you know what? Don't say anything, Wolf. Just play the promo.
Friday morning, that means it's all about football. Okay. Cardinals game one against the San Diego Chargers.
Oh, no.
Okay. San Diego.
It's cool, though. Doug, I mean, the good news on this gaffe, Doug.
Cardinals game one against the San Diego Chargers.
I mean,
ouch.
Hey, they shouldn't have moved.
At least your gaffe is local.
I have made national news.
If you want national national news, we've got it for you right here.
EA Sports coverage of the NFL takes us to the Mission Valley area of beautiful San Diego, California.
That is from Madden 2019.
No way. Well, second to Brett Favre.
They released it this week, Madden 2019.
Boom. That guy looks like he got hit by a freight train.
Frank, knock it off. We got a problem here because when you fire up the Chargers on Madden and...
EA Sports coverage of the NFL takes us to the Mission Valley area of beautiful San Diego, California.
Come on, Paul.
We don't make that mistake tomorrow night.
Brutal!
So, by the way, something the Madden is trolling the Chargers with that dodgeball intro.
Here on ESPN 8, the Ocho.
But again, the gap by the Doug and Wolf show is local.
Phoenix took us off for a couple days, put on a couple local meatballs.
Okay. You know what? We hold the national guys to a higher standard, and we do it with the sawed-off shotgun of sports!
Oh!
Sports takes and Baker Mayfield proclamations in every direction.
This Baker Mayfield debut against the Giants last night, one of the greatest rookie quarterback debuts I've ever seen.
Let that wash over you, putting the ding into Brian Baldinger as he's sizing up Baker for a gold jacket.
Baker shuffling, throwing, end zone, caught in the back corner of the end zone, and it's a touchdown!
Actually, that wasn't even the best part of the Browns-Giants game, to be honest with you.
Fans were able to make bets on the game during the game and also bet on other sports.
How about that? I was not aware.
How about that?
At Giants and Jets games, effective immediately.
Now in New Jersey, not only is sports wagering legal, you can do it from your cell phone device in the stadium.
Mike Flory explaining that on PFT, that you can, I mean, think about it. You drive over, right? You're on the way over from Long Island. And now you can sit in your seat at MetLife Stadium. And you can bet, I mean, from your phone all game long. I mean, looking into our crystal football here, gentlemen, this is the future of football.
Eventually, long term, you're going to be sitting in the stadium and you're going to be betting on the game, in the game. You're going to be betting on the plays. You're going to be betting on the drives. You're going to be betting on anything and everything. NFL is going to find a way to make a lot of money off of it.
And there's a lot of money to be had. What's the stat again?
The American Gaming Association estimates that Americans illegally wager about $150 billion on sports each year.
Billion. $150 billion.
But see, I'm wondering about that stat. Do they say, when they say illegally, do they mean that you actually have a bookie? Or do they mean Vince's little game that he plays when he takes money from people in the office?
Ask FanDuel, right? They're into it. I don't know. All I know is in England, you can bet on the color of the hat the Queen's going
to
wear.
The favorite at the moment is blue at 2-1.
The second favorite, yellow.
I mean, you know, sports gambling is here, gentlemen. There's only really one question. I know what I'm asking myself. I mean, how can Paulie Parlay wet his beak?
Everybody wants to get a little piece of the legalized sports betting. That's beginning to sweep the nation. It's not only sports leagues who want integrity fees.
Not just the leagues? Really?
Buffalo Wild Wings wants a bite of this financial drumstick.
Of course they do!
Forget about it.
Restaurants are going to redefine sports bars into sports betting bars. Suits at Buffalo Wild Wings are like, man, we're first in. In fact, they released a statement, and basically they said in this thing, we are all in.
This is uniquely positioned to leverage sports gaming to enhance the restaurant experience for our guests.
So they are shoving their chips into the middle of your dinner table.
Gambling is illegal at Bushwood, sir.
Not anymore. There'll be a lot of people living in RVs, Paul.
By the way, the Holy Cannoli stat? Reports say that in its first full month in Jersey of betting, we're talking the month of June, Jersey took in $16.4
million. Wow.
That's with only a few operators up and running, and it's not even football season.
Holy moly.
Think about that.
That's good stuff.
By the way, let's just get it real quick here, the Football Friday.
Really?
Paul talks to football players and tries to stay out of the way. It's the Paulie Pigskin Report.
Yeah, Paulie Pigskin Report.
You know, as a former hard-hitting safety in high school myself, it's great to chop it up with Antoine Bethea. Wolf stepped aside. We talked about the rules. You know,
the rules are fair.
I mean, how do you bring the boom?
And boom goes the dynamite.
You know, these days. I mean, you know, the aggression.
This aggression will not stand, man.
It will not stand against receivers, man.
A receiver is a defenseless receiver until he catches the ball and makes a football move. That doesn't even sound right. You know what I'm saying? So as a defender, you're really telling me that, you know, I really have to let this guy catch the ball and let him make a move before I can really tackle him.
It's Antoine Bethea.
Yes.
On the conundrum faced by all DBs these days when the games begin to get real.
quick finish.
Rapid ball.
It's time once again for No Comprendo.
All right, so unfortunately, we've heard of selfie tragedies.
Catastrophic selfie incidents. People falling off bridges, out of windows, into trains.
Okay, two words now. Selfie surgery.
Researchers at Boston University say Snapchat dysmorphia may be driving new cosmetic surgery.
What?
We can make him better than he was.
Selfie surgery. Doc, can you make me look like my own pictures that I Photoshopped?
The patients bringing in idealized filtered photos that Snapchat and Instagram allow an individual to create.
They bring in their own enhanced photos and say, here you go, Doc.
No comprendo.
Go to town with a scalpel.
That kind of surgery can be done over the weekend.
Based on my selfie.
Not all of us are necessarily willing to have plastic surgery.
And they say it's a byproduct of selfie addiction.
Researchers recommend treating the condition with more traditional methods like therapy and medication.
Oh, my God.
Get a prescription for your selfie addiction.
Or less selfie. Fever.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
No, the only prescription.
Do you want cowbell, Paul?
No, Doug, we don't. We're out of here. Intern, you know Coach Belichick says, do your job.
This has been another edition of Paul's Call.
Hold around.
Now kindly get off, Paul.
I'm busy.
He's busy.
You ever come in with your boy, Five?
He does his own little workout.
No.
Where's your own little workout in the morning?
Huh?
Where's your own little workout in the morning?
Forget working out, Baker. We're just out.
Get it.
Up here. Win or lose, Baker, we still booze.
Stay thirsty, my friend.
Seared him out of time. Stay frosty.
Elvis has just left the building.
Yes, ball's gone.
Thank you, Paul.
How did the show make you feel?
Woo!
Doug and Wolf's. The U. Brought to you by Carol Royce. If you want to learn how to sell your house for top dollar, go to carolhasthebuyers.com.
I got two takeaways today. One is for Paul. There you go. And my second takeaway is the station just got an email that we are celebrating at lunch today 20 years of employment for Gatos and Bernsey.
Wow.
And the email ends by saying, good luck for another 20 years. Okay, I'll take Bernsey, but who wants Gatos around for another 20 years?
Those two guys, all their coworkers should get a bonus for dealing with them for two decades.
Amen.
We are one day away from seeing Josh Rosen throw a football in a football game. Peace and strength.
Can't get it at the mall. You can't buy it at a department store. Get the really, really good stuff with All-Star Rewards. Hit ArizonaSports.com and click Rewards. All-Star Rewards from 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Presented by Four Peaks Brewing Company.
All right, I didn't get Bernsey and Gatos anything, no, but we will give everyone else something. How about our Desert Ford dealers who are bringing it 0% for 72 months plus $1,000 cash back on the Explorer, the Edge, and the Escape. And that's not even the headline during the Desert Ford dealers summer sales event. Look, some of the best deals of the year right now on America's best-selling brand, and you know what? It starts with the F-150, the 2018 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the best-selling line of pickup trucks for 41 years running, and right now, you know it's the summer sales event when we can get 0% APR for 60 months on a 2018 Ford F-150 STX Super Crew 4x4. 0%. Do the math. You get over $6,400 in interest savings. And then, because it's the summer sales event, the interest you get $3,500 cash back in your new F-150 as well. I mean, you can lock in 0%.